The Baltimore City school system has embarked on an ambitious project to renovate, replace, and combine dozens of schools over the next 4 years. WYPR's Jonna McCone stopped in at Frederick Elementary School, where major renovation work is underway.
The public schools in Baltimore are the oldest in Maryland. 85%, or 138 of them, are considered to be in poor or very poor condition, according to a 2012 report by the Jacobs Project Management Company, a consulting firm.
I'd say 60% of them or more really go back to the early 50s, and some of them are older than that.
That's Mignon Anthony, executive director of the city's 21st Century Schools Building Program. The billion-dollar effort aims to shutter and combine dozens of schools and renovate or replace at least 23, all by the spring of 2021. We're talking in a construction trailer outside of Frederick Elementary in the Mill Hill neighborhood of West Baltimore. She and Joseph Nizak, a senior project manager with the Maryland Stadium Authority, one of the major partners for the initiative, lead a tour of the school's interior.
We're doing a full gut renovation of the existing building and adding a three-story addition. We are in one of the existing stairs, working our way up. And where we are now is the second floor of the existing building, and as you can see, nothing remains. Everything will go back in new.
This school, built in 1981, is one of the city's newer buildings, but it has many of the same problems as the older schools: antiquated electricity and telecommunication systems, outdated and inefficient heating and plumbing, and air quality issues due to inadequate ventilation. On top of that, it doesn't have air conditioning, like half of city schools. And like most schools, the building lacked drinkable running water because of old lead pipes. Anthony says the conditions are not just because these schools are old.
Baltimore City has not been funded for many years to properly care for their facilities on a daily basis.
The city contributes roughly the same percentage of its capital budget to school construction as other districts in the state. But because it has a smaller tax base, the result is a lot less money. For example, before this program, the city's local school improvement budget was about $17 million. Prince George's County is $112 million.
So if you think about this kind of dynamic happening over the course of decades, many years, you can see the compounding effect that would have on the condition of school buildings.
That's Frank Patinella of the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. He says the limited ability to keep up with maintenance helped propel the billion-dollar project forward.
This effort was intended to get beyond the madness of putting Band-Aids on all of these schools. You're basically repairing systems in buildings that are rapidly decaying, and what they need is a large investment so they can be brought up to 21st century standards.
The program comes after 10 years of advocacy from groups like the Baltimore Education Coalition, the ACLU, and BUILD, who helped develop the campaign. Former city school CEO Dr. Andres Alonso, City Schools, and later Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake got behind it too. The General Assembly approved the legislation in 2013, authorizing the $1 billion in bonds that the city, state, and schools will repay at $20 million each. Patinella also points out that the State Board of Public Works vote to withhold $5 million in construction money unless officials install portable air conditioning units in all its classrooms by the next school year ignores City Schools' tight budget. He says there are more pressing needs to meet basic health and safety standards, and it would cost $27 million to retrofit each classroom. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.
Next week, Jonna takes a look at community involvement in the 21st Century Buildings Plan.